we got to do a short distance dedication to our little producer, Dana, because everything she does, it just really is magic. It's just simply spectacular. Producer Dana yesterday, she put up a video. She's going out this weekend to do this cyclocross thing. And so yesterday she does this video, and I think everybody owes it to themselves to see it. I hate to be a film critic because I don't know a lot about film or
video.
And
you can't be a critic of film.
Well, this one I can, though, because the first 3 seconds of it really are exciting. You're like, whoa, this is going to be a good piece. And then it gets boring. And then what it does, though, is it cliffhangs you throughout different parts of the video because she's riding the bike and she's doing this little piece. I don't want to give too much away. And then you get this like, whoa, what was that? You get these quick glimpses of what are the... And then it goes away. So, I mean, it's just this up-and-down roller coaster of a thrill ride with these glimpses of greatness. What a good piece Dana has produced.
Where can I find this video?
Keep scrolling, Joe.
Yeah. You can check it out, 937theriver.com. We got it up there. We got it on the River Facebook, also Dog and Joe. But you are going out this Saturday to ride and race.
Yes, I will be out at the Riverwalk Park at 10:05 a.m. That's when my race starts.
Uh-huh.
It's right by the Ziggurat across from Raley Field.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and my race is 45 minutes long. It's one of the shorter ones. And I think you have to do about 3 laps, and it's pretty hard. I've ridden this race before.
Uh-huh.
But it's really fun. There's beer, there's food, there's heckling, there's cowbells.
Oh, so people kind of go out and they screw with you.
Oh, yeah, it's freaking awesome.
We should go down there and check it out.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to get up so early. What is it, 10 in the morning?
My race starts at 10.
Is that too early?
A little early for me.
Might come down and cheer you on.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be fun to go down and watch her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they have, if you've never tried Bike Dog Brewery, it's fantastic, and they have a beer tent there this year. And
do the cyclers, do you guys get all loaded up before you race?
I don't want to speak ill because this is a fantastic event. There are certain events that have looser rules.
This one's more strict.
Yes. And the big thing about cyclocross are hand-ups. And what a hand-up is you're riding your bike along the course.
Oh.
And you reach your hand out.
Oh.
Somebody has a red Solo cup extended toward you.
Oh.
And you grab it and you chug a beer. And you throw it aside and keep riding. And that is a hand up. And it happens super fast. And I've actually done this once in my life, and I actually successfully did it. It's really big at rodeo cross. But at this event, it's frowned upon.
Okay, so they don't do that here.
Yes.
But they do have the party going on when
you're
done.
But there's still
riding.
Beer and a really great time.
How do you know where you're going, Dan? It looks to me like you're just choosing anywhere you can to ride.
So with the video that you're watching, I actually pre-rode the park.
Practice. That was a
practice.
Yeah,
it was just a practice
show,
thing.
Huh?
And I was picking out little landmarks that I knew that would test out the certain things that I need to do on Saturday.
It would resemble the actual ride.
And so, like, there are certain parts where, like, I have to climb these stairs, or I have to go down a hill, or gravel, or cross grass, or when there's some tree stuff. And I did those because there's some sharp turns and stuff that you have to make.
So
there's
a
lot of skill.
So you're resembling the course.
Yeah, so I tried to do as much as I could with what I had.
So you can get off the bike?
You have to get off your bike at some point.
And okay, so you can't ride up the steps and stuff like that. You got to get off and walk.
Well,
it up
in that bike, I probably could, but I probably would have. I would have crashed.
Well, swing
but
by.
But the point is, you're supposed
cool.
to get off.
It looks neat, dude.
It
I'd
does.
Like to go watch this.
Yeah, it's fun.
If you can go out this weekend, cheer Dana on. But if you can't, you got to watch the video because there's about 8 to 10 seconds total of just mesmerizing, compelling video.
I mean, you are just an animal.
Yes,
you really are.
Really.
Oh, I'm so glad your partner's properly named, because he's an animal. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
I wish I had the audio handy. Check it out. Waiting for you. Both the Facebook pages. It is going on this weekend. Dana's going to be out on her bike, so check it out. Dog and Joe Facebook or the River Facebook. Coming up, we're going to need you qualified for this. Pay attention.